Lilly shifts from offshore production to Indiana as GLP-1 demand outpaces industry output. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Eli Lilly is investing an additional $4.5 billion in Indiana manufacturing capacity for GLP-1 drugs Mounjaro and Zepbound, representing the pharmaceutical industry and #X27's most aggressive domestic production expansion in over a decade. GLP-1 drug demand is growing over 40% year-over-year since 2024, with supply shortages costing Lilly an estimated $2 billion in foregone 2025 revenue and the global market projected to reach $150 billion by 2030. Lilly and #X27's $4.5 billion investment is part of a broader $18 billion manufacturing commitment that shifts the company from offshore contract manufacturing to domestic, vertically integrated production to control supply chains and mitigate political risk. Eli Lilly's decision to pour an additional $4.5 billion into Indiana manufacturing capacity marks the pharmaceutical industry's most aggressive domestic production expansion in over a decade. The investment, concentrated across facilities in Lebanon and other Indiana sites, positions the company to capture surging demand for its blockbuster GLP-1 drugs Mounjaro and Zepbound while reshaping the economics of pharmaceutical supply chains. The move comes as capacity constraints have plagued the weight loss drug market throughout 2025, with Lilly and competitor Novo Nordisk struggling to meet demand that analysts estimate could reach $150 billion globally by 2030. Lilly's capital deployment, part of a broader $18 billion manufacturing commitment announced in prior phases, represents a fundamental shift from the industry's decades-long reliance on contract manufacturing and offshore production. David Jeanberg, head of North American corporate investments at Strategic Value Partners, recently noted in the context of the firm's $22 billion asset base that deep expertise and knowledge of the sector positions investors to capitalize on industrial capacity buildouts. The same logic applies to pharmaceutical manufacturing, where capital intensity and regulatory complexity create structural moats. The strategic calculus is clear: Lilly is trading offshore cost arbitrage for supply chain control, speed to market, and political risk mitigation. For institutional investors, this signals a broader inflection point where pharmaceutical manufacturing becomes a distinct asset class worthy of direct exposure, not merely an operational line item within healthcare holdings. The capacity crunch, from bottleneck to competitive advantage, pharmaceutical manufacturing has historically operated on thin margins with outsourced production dominating the cost structure. Lilly's $4.5 billion commitment flips that model. The company is internalizing production at scale, betting that owning the full value chain from active pharmaceutical ingredient synthesis to final formulation will generate returns exceeding the weighted average cost of capital. The GLP-1 drug category, which includes Mounjaro for diabetes and Zepbound for weight management, has experienced demand growth exceeding 40% year-over-year since 2024. Supply shortages have been the primary governor on revenue growth, not patient demand or pricing pressure. By controlling manufacturing, Lilly can eliminate third-party bottlenecks that have cost the company an estimated $2 billion in foregone 2025 revenue based on analyst projections. Indiana's selection as the hub reflects calculated site economics. The state offers corporate tax rates below the national average, established pharmaceutical workforce infrastructure from legacy manufacturing, and proximity to major distribution corridors. Lebanon, in particular, has become a specialized cluster for sterile injectable production, the delivery mechanism for GLP-1 therapies. This mirrors broader industrial reinvestment patterns. Strategic Value Partners completed acquisition of majority equity interests in New Frontera Holdings in May 2026, which includes a 530-megawatt natural gas combined cycle plant in Mission, Texas, and signed a definitive agreement for the 485-megawatt Birdsboro Power Facility in Pennsylvania. These transactions, while in the power generation sector, reflect the same thesis: critical infrastructure assets with predictable demand curves and high barriers to entry command premium valuations. The semiconductor parallel, lessons from Samsung and Air Products. Lilly's manufacturing strategy finds instructive parallels in the semiconductor industry's capacity expansion cycle. Air Products announced in May 2026 its largest ever investment in semiconductor industry support, building multiple state-of-the-art production facilities in Pyeongtaek, South Korea to supply nitrogen, oxygen, argon, and hydrogen for Samsung's new advanced semiconductor fab. The facilities will come on stream in phases from 2028 through 2030, matching the timeline of Lilly's Indiana expansion. S.R. Kim, president of Air Products Korea, emphasized that the investment reinforces Air Products' role as a leading global supplier to the semiconductor industry and reflects long-standing commitment to supporting strategic customers with safety, reliability, efficiency, and excellent service. The same principles apply to pharmaceutical manufacturing. Safety, reliability, and efficiency are non-negotiable, and vertical integration allows anchor tenants to guarantee those outcomes. The semiconductor analogy extends to capital intensity and cycle dynamics. Samsung's Pyeongtaek expansion represents tens of billions in cumulative investment across the supply chain, from wafer fabrication to industrial gas supply. Pharmaceutical manufacturing for biologics and complex molecules like GLP-1 agonists requires comparable capital deployment and technical sophistication. For institutional investors, this convergence matters. Assets that combine high capital intensity, technical barriers to entry, and structural demand growth trade at premium multiples. Strategic Value Partners has invested more than $57 billion in capital over the past 25 years, positioning its portfolio to capture infrastructure plays across sectors. Pharmaceutical manufacturing now qualifies as infrastructure in the same way power generation and semiconductor supply chains do. Deal flow implications. Private equity eyes industrial healthcare. The Lilly announcement arrives as private equity firms recalibrate their healthcare strategies. Traditional bets on provider networks and physician practice roll-ups face reimbursement headwinds and regulatory scrutiny. Manufacturing infrastructure, by contrast, offers predictable cash flows, tangible assets, and alignment with policy priorities around domestic production. Private Equity Hub reported in May 2026 that remote healthcare demand continues to pull private equity into telehealth platforms. That trend reflects the sector's search for growth outside traditional care delivery models. Pharmaceutical manufacturing represents the inverse play: capital-intensive, long-cycle assets that generate returns through operational excellence rather than multiple arbitrage. Firms with deep operational expertise, particularly those with industrial backgrounds, are best positioned to underwrite these investments. The playbook resembles power generation more than traditional healthcare: identify stranded or underutilized assets, inject capital and management expertise, and harvest cash flows from long-term supply agreements. Lilly's expansion also creates secondary opportunities. Contract development and manufacturing organizations, CDMOs, that provide specialized services like fill-finish operations, quality control testing, and logistics will see demand growth. Equipment manufacturers supplying bioreactors, filtration systems, and process control technology face multi-year order backlogs. The capital markets implications extend to debt financing. Pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities with investment-grade offtake agreements can support leverage ratios approaching 5.0x EBITDA, comparable to regulated utilities. This opens the door for infrastructure funds and credit-focused investors seeking yield in an environment where traditional fixed income offers compressed spreads. The Plaquemines view Lilly's $4.5 billion Indiana commitment as not simply a capacity expansion. It represents the pharmaceutical industry's recognition that manufacturing is a strategic asset, not a cost center to be minimized. This shift creates a multi-year investment cycle in domestic pharmaceutical infrastructure that will rival the semiconductor reshoring wave in scale and capital intensity. Our analysis suggests three key implications for institutional portfolios. First, pharmaceutical manufacturing becomes a distinct infrastructure subsector. Assets with long-term supply agreements to investment-grade counterparties will trade at infrastructure-like multiples, likely 12x to 15x EBITDA for stabilized facilities. This compares favorably to traditional pharmaceutical services businesses trading at 8x to 10x. Second, the labor and automation equation tilts toward advanced manufacturing. Indiana's workforce advantage is real but finite. Companies that integrate robotics, continuous manufacturing processes, and AI-driven quality control will achieve structural cost advantages. Investors should screen for capital efficiency metrics, not just absolute capacity numbers. Third, the geopolitical dimension matters more than consensus appreciates. Lilly's domestic focus insulates the company from tariff risk, regulatory fragmentation across jurisdictions, and supply chain disruptions. As tensions between the US and China persist, pharmaceutical manufacturing joins semiconductors and batteries as sectors where domestic capacity commands a national security premium. We see the highest risk-adjusted returns in two areas: specialized equipment manufacturers with sole-source positions in critical production steps, and CDMOs with differentiated technical capabilities in sterile injectables and biologics. Pure-play manufacturing real estate, by contrast, likely trades to fair value quickly as industrial rights and infrastructure funds compete for assets. The Lilly announcement also signals that Big Pharma is willing to deploy balance sheet capital at scale for strategic initiatives. This increases the competitive bar for smaller biotechs that lack manufacturing capabilities. We expect accelerated mergers and acquisitions as large-cap pharma companies acquire clinical-stage assets specifically to fill their newly expanded production capacity. The bottom line: Follow the capital, not the headlines. Lilly's $4.5 billion investment is a data point in a broader industrial realignment. Pharmaceutical manufacturing is transitioning from a commoditized service to a strategic differentiator. For institutional investors, this creates opportunities across the capital structure, equity in specialized manufacturers, debt and expansion projects backed by offtake agreements, and direct ownership of manufacturing facilities through sale-leaseback structures. The comps are compelling. Strategic Value Partners' acquisition of power generation assets in Texas and Pennsylvania reflects investor appetite for long-duration, capital-intensive assets with predictable cash flows. Air Products semiconductor supply expansion in South Korea demonstrates that infrastructure supporting critical industries commands premium valuations. Pharmaceutical manufacturing now fits the same profile. The next 24 months will determine which investors captured the opportunity at attractive entry points. Those who recognize pharmaceutical manufacturing as infrastructure, not healthcare services, will generate outsized returns. Those who wait for more data will pay infrastructure multiples for assets that still offered value at industrial multiples in 2026. The capital is already moving. The only question is which allocators move with it.